proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton. Today, I'd like to share with you another Hebrew nugget. This material is provided by our dear friend in ministry, Jackie Powell. You can find this transcript and other valuable Hebrew study resources at her website, lightforisrael.org. Now then, let's dig into this lesson. Everyone worries about their future. King Nebuchadnezzar also did. And like Nebuchadnezzar, people seek answers about their future from the wrong people. God was gracious to Nebuchadnezzar and put Daniel into his path, who gave him the true answers. God has promised us wisdom and guidance, but we must go to him to receive it. Let us follow Daniel's example of prayer and dependence upon God for all answers concerning our future. King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon was a great king, yet for all of his vast empire, he was troubled by recurring dreams which he could not remember once awoke. The Bible says that his spirit was troubled and he could not sleep. Finally, one night, Nebuchadnezzar had had enough. In the middle of the night, he ordered the wise men of Babylon to be brought in. He commanded them to tell him what he dreamed, since he could not remember it, and what it meant. If they were true wise men, they could do this. The wise men balked at the king's request and told him, "It is a rare thing that the king requireth, and there is none other that can show it before the king except the gods, whose dwelling is not with flesh." Nebuchadnezzar was a man of absolute power. He could instantly order the death of anyone in the empire, and when the wise men proved how really unwise they were, he ordered all of them killed that very night. Let's now look at Daniel, though, and the God of Heaven. The phrase God of Heaven is used almost exclusively in the captivity books, in Daniel 9 times, the book of Ezra 6 times, and Nehemiah 4 times. It also occurs in 2 Chronicles 36 verse 23. Speaking of Cyrus, whose decree was to rebuild Jerusalem, allowing the Jews to return to Israel. So during the captivity, God was known as the God of Heaven. Daniel went directly to King Nebuchadnezzar and asked for extra time and guaranteed that he could give the king an answer. The fact that Nebuchadnezzar gave Daniel this extra time speaks volumes about the amount of respect that Nebuchadnezzar already had for this young Hebrew. Daniel went home and told his friends, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Those four young men had a prayer meeting in the middle of the night. The Bible tells us in Daniel chapter 2, verses 17 and 18, "Then Daniel went to his house and made the thing known to Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, his companions, that they would desire mercies of the God of Heaven concerning this secret, that Daniel and his fellows should not perish with the rest of the wise men of Babylon." It is important to note that at a time of life and death crisis, Daniel's first response was to pray. Note also the basis of their prayer was God's mercy. Daniel's life was marked by prayer, and throughout the book we see Daniel praying. He is a pattern for us to follow. When Daniel went before Nebuchadnezzar, he first made it very clear that although he and his friends were generically grouped with the wise men of Babylon, that in actuality they had nothing in common with them. He said in Daniel chapter 2, verse 27, "Daniel answered in the presence of the king and said, The secret which the king hath demanded cannot the wise men, the astrologers, the magicians, the soothsayers, show unto the king." Daniel pointed out that this group could not give the king any answers. Daniel did not claim to have an answer of himself, but declared, verse 28 of that chapter, "But there is a God in heaven that revealeth secrets and maketh known to the king Nebuchadnezzar what shall be in the latter days." Since God gave King Nebuchadnezzar the answer to his dreams, and since the wise men, astrologers, magicians, and soothsayers could not, it is logical to conclude that this group did not get any of their wisdom from God. This is why Daniel so clearly disassociated from them. And so today, if we need answers, if we are worried about the future like Nebuchadnezzar was, we do not need to seek answers from the people like astrologers, magicians, and soothsayers. These may have a type of supernatural knowledge, quote-unquote, but is not from God, but rather from Satan. Rather, let us be like Daniel and go to the God of Heaven with a humble heart, seeking his mercy and grace. God is ready and willing to give us the guidance we need for every situation. Indeed, let us trust the Lord with all our heart. This has been another Hebrew Nugget that was provided by Jackie Powell. If you'd like to hear this program again or any of our other archive programs, you may do so by going to ibjm.org. And as we close this program, let's remember the words of Psalm 122, verse 6, which says in Hebrew, "Sha'alu shalom Yerushalayim." Let us pray for the peace of Jerusalem.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.